Dark Mirror, Chapter 4. Takanuva, Takua, and Taragaduma walked in single file through the depths of the archives, followed by the silent Toa Tuyet. The ruler of the Toa Empire had not spoken a word since capturing the three of them, simply gestured with her barbed broadsword for them to get moving. They marched for what seemed like hours, through twists and turns, past long-forgotten exhibits, and into regions that probably even the archive caretakers didn't know existed. Takanuva was puzzled. Tuya could have just brought them back to a cell on the surface, or, for that matter, killed them. Why go on a tour of the archives? Things got even more disturbing and bizarre as they rounded a corner and entered a large chamber. In the back were a half-dozen badly damaged Rakshi and an Exo-Toa armored suit missing its right arm. Even more surprising was the sight of two figures clad in black armor who sprang to their feet at the sight of the newcomers, shadow energy crackling in their hands. Takanuva turned around, but Tuyet was no longer there. Standing in her place was another Makuta, this one wearing a scarred and pitted Kanohi Hau. When he spoke, it was in the familiar grating voice of the Makuta of Metronui. "A simple strategy," he said. "Tuyet has left us little choice but to use our shape-shifting powers when we venture out. Even then we risk capture, just as we have captured you." "I don't understand," said Takanuva. "Why aren't you wearing the Mask of Shadows? I saw it hanging in the archives." Makuta gave Takanuva a look that would have chilled the snow atop Mount Ihu. "The mask is warded. If it is so much as touched, Tuyet and her minions will know at once. She keeps it there unguarded as a taunt to me, knowing I long for it and cannot touch it." The two other Makuta and those Rakshi that could still move closed in. "But you are not so protected, Toa. Give me one good reason why we should not kill you now, as your kind has killed ours for so many centuries." "I'm not," Takanuva began, then stopped as he debated how much to tell his captors. These were, after all, Makuta, the most evil beings in the universe from which he came. Here, though, they were hunted fugitives in a world gone mad. "I'm not one of Tuyet's Toa. My name is Takanuva. I am a Toa of Light." The three Makuta recoiled. Takanuva could understand why. A Toa of Light was the ultimate weapon against beings of shadow. "Listen to me," he continued. "I come from someplace else, where there is no Tuyet, no Toa Empire. I can't claim I understand what happened here, but I do know this. I don't belong here, and I need to get back to my own universe." The three Makuta were silent for a moment. Then they began to laugh, a horrible sound that echoed throughout the chamber for long minutes. "And just how," said the Makuta of Metronui, "do you propose to get back to this universe of yours, my poor mad Toa?" "By finding the one who sent me on my journey," Takanuva replied, "a being named Brutaka." One of the Makuta nodded. He was tall, with armor lined with short, curved, and very sharp blades. "I have heard legends of a Brutaka. It's said he is a great hero who guards a valuable treasure. But in Matoran legend, every pile of rocks is a treasure. Every Rahi larger than a stone rat is a monster, and anyone who doesn't scream and run when the thunder cracks is a hero of great courage." "Very true, Krika, very true indeed," said the Makuta of Metronui. "Very well, then. You, Toa, are either a liar, or fool, or a madman, I know not which. But if you need our help, you will have to pay a price." "And what is that price?" asked Takanuva. "A Matoran expedition escorted by a pair of Toa left Metronui weeks ago, bound for the island of Artaka," said Makuta. "They were to retrieve an object of power, a legendary Mask of Time, one of the few weapons that might be effective against Tuyet. By now they have it and are on their way back. I want you to attack their force and steal the mask for us. In return, we will smuggle you out of the city so you can find your Brutaka. But be warned, the Matoran leader is a fanatic who would rather die than surrender his prize. You will have to grant him his wish." "And just who is this leader?" asked Takanuva. "No one you would know," said Makuta Krika. "A Tomatoran, someone named Jala." To be continued.